Okay, Stimmen Griff auf Dalek aus Tisch above. Yud Beis. So, Tashmishamita Osir, Vieshahra, Vilbenegir, Vieshta. So, that's a loaded sentence right there. So, Tashmishamita is Osir, obviously. Intercourse is Osir. But you should be Machmer even in touching your wife. So, the Shaila is, does that require Harchakos? Does it not require Harchakos? So by Yom Kippur, certainly you're not allowed to touch your wife, as if she, and then it says as if she's a neither. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and he says so maybe Tisha B'Av too, but during the day you could be mekel. All right. So bottom line is it's best a harchakas you don't have to really keep, but certainly not sleeping in the same bed is for sure not suggested. If not, maybe it's even also. You're not allowed to ask how somebody's doing on Tisha B'Av. Even to say good morning, it's awesome. If or a guy asks, may shift Safa Rafa, you answer with like a loose lips, like a soft lips. Meaning you give him like the dead fish answer. In the present, that's also Shayla Shalom. So somebody actually today pointed out to me and said, you know, sometimes people share foods on Tisha B'Av, like in the afternoon, they make a cake or something, so they send it over to their friend. You know, it's a taina that that's l'chayra, not allowed. Right? Because that's like asking Shaila Shalom. That's the reason why an oval is not supposed to give Mishloach Manos. You're not supposed to give him Mishloach Manos. Fine. You don't lay your tile b'shuk. You cannot walk in the shuk, shalayavali de spike with simcha, meaning no hanging out in the street. Ishan tabak yesh oistrim, smoking cigarettes are those that asav yesh matina lachar tzarayim, betzina toif peso, and there are those that are allowed in the afternoon, betzina in their house. Teso, any malacha, anu noigin shakal malacha sheyesh bo shihu kitzas, any malacha that has any sort of shihu means takes time. Meaning it requires you to be involved. Even if it's not professional, like it's a minor thing, it's asr at night and during the day until the afternoon. And the reason is because you don't want to be masiyaf das from the avelos. So those are all mutter. So l'chayra, like driving a car, would also be mutter. Lachatz arayim, oisin kol malachas, all malacha could be done in the afternoon. And that goes the same thing, especially this year, with washing the dishes and et cetera, that should l'chatchila stay and wait until after Chatzos. Chen ma'aseh u'matan noigin lesser kodem tzarayim. Business is aser. Lachatz arayim matir, and after the afternoon, it is mutter. Al mishu, yare shemayim. Somebody who's yare shemayim, yesh lo l'achmer kol hayoyim, bein malacha, bein ma'aseh u'matan. You shouldn't do any of this. Not malacha, not business. So you should not be masiyach das from the avelos. With the guy, it's mutter to do malacha. You could have a cleaning lady. And if it's going to be a loss, then he could also do it. To milk the cows is better to do on a guy. And if not possible, you could do it yourself. The meaning is not to sit on a sofsel, not at night and not during the day until the afternoon. You're supposed to sit on the ground. We're makel that you could sit on a something, you know, that's lower to the ground, which doesn't really say a shear. Many say it's the shear is lovered, which is 9 inches, 12 inches. In the afternoon, it's mutter. Everything else is aser until tzeis. The meaning is not to prepare tzarchi suda till after tzaraim. It is mutar. If there's a tinuk that has a bris, Malanoise, you give a bris until you don't you give him the bris after kinnis. They're allowed to wear Bigdei Shabbos. Somebody asked me today if the mother of the baby can put on makeup. I'm not sure. Baruch HaKadosh son, and after that, you take off the Shabbos clothing. Madlikin eres the kavod amila, and you do light candles. The kavod amila, our kais nice and latinik lishtais, and the kais you give to the tinik. Not to drink. Yotes, by mincha, manich and talis, the tefillin. By mincha, we put on the talis and tefillin. And the brachas, any you say with the bracha. By Ram Shir Shayim, then you say the Yayim, Ushara Dvaram Shachis, Ubashachris, other things that you're missing in Shachris. Karbonas, and some say Eglikenu. Some say Kriyashima also. Vayim Ashrei Chati Kaddish, Vakarim Batarim, Maftirim, Kamosh Shara Taina Tzibur. You do everything like a regular Taina Tzibur. Machnisin has to say Batarim, Vayim Ashrei Tzibur Chati Kaddish. Says Hev Kaddish, Masalim, Shrein Esrei, Vayim Ranachim, Bepirchus V'Yushalayim. And that's anybody can say it. If you forgot it, Amir Acharanenu, then you can say it after Ranenu. Lo Yisayim Baruch Menachem, Ela Kiyal Toshemeh. Then finish off the bracha, psalm b'seder be'ein tzarich lachzor, and you daven in your regular order, and you don't have to go back. You say birchas kayanim. Right, even though we don't normally do birchas kayanim by mincha, but on a fast day we do. And in as you saw, they actually duchen. I mean, if you do it after Mincha Katana, then you daven Ma'ariv, right? He's talking about the Mincha Ma'ariv Minyanim. And if the moon is out, then we're Makadashit. Yeah, that you shouldn't just be Makadash Levana right away. You should go first and eat something so you can do it more with happiness. And also, some say you should put on your shoes. Chaf, Tanya, Zayin Ba'av, Nipazu Agayim Lahechel. Tonight, on the seventh of the Goyim went into the Echav, Achlu B'Shasu B'Kilkulu B'Shvi U'Shmini. And they destroyed it on the seventh and the eighth, Uchi Le'is Erev. And on the ninth, Le'is Erev, Tzitzu B'Yaseish. That's when they lit it up. Vayadolik V'Hoylech Kolo Yoyim Asiri. And it lit the whole tenth, Hachkiyas Acham until Shkiyah. So even though most of the Beis Hamikdash burned on the 10th, so this we weren't kaveh it, even though the majority of the Hechel burned them, because the beginning is worse. He fasted on the 9th and the 10th. Rabbi Levi Hassanat Shiva Lel Asiri. He did the ninth and the night of the tenth. He fasted just the night. Tashkachena, we have very weak Vaimnasanin. Rakchi Levad, we only fast on the ninth. Ach Machmirin, Yud. The meaning is we're machmir not to eat meat and not to drink wine, below Yom Yud on Chatzai. And not on Yom Yud until Chatzos, Kiyim B'Sudas Mitzvah, Sipa B'Sudas Mitzvah. Mechein En Levar Hashach Yonu, Kamin Lirchoitz V'Loi L'Stapra L'Chavis Ab Chatzos Yom Yud. You're also not supposed to wash, and you're not supposed to take haircuts and do laundry until Chatzos. Mishe Machra Al Atzmai, somebody who's Machra B'Chola Dvorim Haskorim Kol Yom Yud, HaRezim B'Shubach, if you can keep everything the entire 10th and not stop by Chatzos, is B'Shubach Yom Asiri Cholber of Shabbos. If the 10th day falls on Erev Shabbos, Mutar Lirchoitz L'Stapra L'Chabis Miyad B'Shachris and Kovet Shabbos. Right, you're allowed to do that all in the beginning. And that's when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday. Fine. Okay, we will stop over there for tonight, for now.
I just have the recording.
Yeah.